Wednesday in the octave of Easter. Today's theme, What I Have, I Give to You. In our first reading today, from Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10, Peter and John give us an example of what it means to be a Spirit-filled follower of Christ. The message is summed up in their words, I have neither silver nor gold, but what I do have, I give to you. We are all called to share Jesus with others, and we accomplish this by doing what he did, or in other words, by doing what he wants to do today through us. We are now the body of Christ that dwells on earth. Remember the instructions that Jesus gave us during his Last Supper when he instituted the Eucharist? What I have done, go and do likewise. When it seems like we cannot go and do likewise, we must not be stopped by what we lack. Instead of saying, I can't get involved because I don't have the resources or the know-how to help, we are to say, what I do have, this is what I give. For example, your parish needs more money. If you don't have much income to share, you could help the church cut costs by getting on the phone and contacting businesses for donations of food or whatever supplies are needed for the next parish event. This isn't difficult because most companies are looking for tax write-offs and would be willing to donate their goods to your church if only someone would call them. What do you have that you can give to those who need it? When someone at work comes to you with a problem, if you can't help them fix it, do you give them a listening ear and compassion? This is a beautiful way to serve the Lord. Do you have the know-how to make household repairs? Through your parish office, find the single moms and the elderly who could use a free handyman. This is a fantastic service and greatly needed. When someone mumbles, pray for me, do you put aside whatever you're doing and immediately pray with that person so that he or she feels affirmed and cared about? Anyone can develop a prayer ministry. Yes, anyone. The results are up to God, not you, nor the particular words you use or how you pray. Sometimes God will even work a miracle through you. Yes, you. Why? Because you have the same Jesus alive in you who worked miracles through Peter and John. You are important in God's kingdom. When the Father created you, he assigned to you an important role in the body of Christ in order to continue the Son's mission on earth here with the help of the Holy Spirit. You have a lot to give, and it's all very essential to the mission.